Whew, that song is something else right there. Bishop Briggs, a great single called River, which was released a couple years ago. It was released back in 2016, but it's just fantastic. I've had the pleasure of listening to this album in its entirety, and it's great. It's got a lot of tracks just like that that make you just want to get up and start throwing things around and, you know, it's being crazy. Anyway, Bishop Briggs, River. Single released again back in 2016 and appears on her debut album. It's called Church of Scars, and it's out today on Island Records. Up ahead of that, man, some more great female, huge, great vocals. Kimbra, great one called Top of the World, and that is from the New Zealand musician's third album, Primal Heart, which is out today on Warner Brother Records. I had the chance to see her here in Boston back in January at Paradise, and it was a killer show. So if she's in your area, she's on tour now. She's playing DC tonight, and you should check it out. You just go to Kimbra's website, see if she's coming to your area, and then go to that show. Again, her new album's called Primal Heart, and it is out today. Great stuff up ahead of that from Alexis Taylor. Beautiful Thing, title track from the Hot Chip frontman's fourth solo album, and that's out today on Juno Records. And speaking of Juno Records, I kick it off that set with Thievery Corporation, Voyage Libre, a great single from the companion album to 2017's The Temple of I and I. So this is just a collection of music that didn't fit, or maybe they just couldn't add because Temple of I was just so good that they didn't add these other songs. But anyway, this is the companion album to last year's album. It's called Treasure of the Temple, and it is out today on Juno Records. So go out and buy those albums, support these artists, and go to all their websites. And you know how to buy music, right? Yeah, you do. All right, it is the top of the hour here at WMFO Medford, your freeform radio station at Tufts here in Boston. And that can mean only one thing. It is time for the WMFO and Music Savage Show Song of the Week. I listen to a lot of music all week long, and I pick out a gem, and I post it on the WMFO blog and on MusicSavage.com, and then I play it here for you at the top of the hour, every Music Savage show. And the artist I picked for this Song of the Week is no stranger to the honor. She was a Song of the Week January of this year. I think it was the last week of January. Anyway, it is Danish musician Solima. I have grown to be a huge fan of this musician. She, from the moment I've pressed play on her music and then exploring her singles before I selected Low Life, that great track back in January, and now she has a brand new EP. It is fantastic. It's called Bulldog, and here is the Song of the Week from Danish musician Solima here on the Music Savage Show, WMFO.
That everything's gonna be a waste of time. Everything's gonna be a waste of time. You know that I know that everything's gonna be a waste of time. But there's no wasted time. You know.
Won't you please pacify me? Won't you bring me to my knees? Cause I don't need a reason why. Don't let me be the one who got away. Put me closer to your body, put a jeju, no, no, no. Pacify me. Down the middle. Da, 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 your riddle will go off. Right up, down, like stairs, we go down the middle. Da, 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 your riddle will go on. Now
that everything's gonna be a waste of time. Everything's gonna be a waste of time. You know that I know that everything's gonna be a waste of time. But there's no wasted time. You know.
You do, you're looking stunning. Don't know I'm looking at you. Don't bother running. I'm always gonna find you. I am the unknown. I am the scent of perfume. And when you leave home, I smell the things in your room. I am the unknown. I am the mist and the
I'll be a fire. Could it burn up all my
that set didn't wake you up, I don't know what else I can do for you, my friends. That was a set composed of songs of the week and starting off with the new song of the week. But anyway, let's go back in time to what you just heard. Octopus Project right there with a great one called Wrong Gong. First single released from the Austin, Texas band's latest album, Memory Mirror, which is out now on Robots High School Records. And that was a song of the week last week of January of 2017. Bad Pop up added that with the song Bad Pop from the album Bad Pop. It's the Vancouver Trio's debut album released in January 2017, and that was Song of the Week in February of 2017. Waxahachie up out of that. I love this track. Never Been Wrong. It's the leadoff track from the Philadelphia musician her name is Katie Crutchfield, and her project is Waxahachie, and her latest album is called Out in the Storm. It's out now on Merge Records, and she's currently on tour with Hooray for the Riff Raff. That is a amazing double act right there. They're playing in Detroit tonight, and you can go to Waxahachie's page for all the ticks and info. And she was Song of the Week July of 2017. Vundabar, great stuff from Boston's very own Vundabar. Acetone, first single released from their latest album, Smell Smoke, which is out now. And they were Song of the Week in the last week of October 2017. Cat Princess, doing Fly in Your Wall, great new single released in January from the Swedish Quintet, and they were Song of the Week in February, I believe, of this year. And the brand new WMFO and Music Savvy Show Song of the Week was Solima. That's the second time we have featured her as Song of the Week musician. Pacify Me, great track. I love all the twists and turns and everything about that track. It's from the Danish musician's fantastic new EP. It's called Bulldog, and it's out now on Big Beat Records. You can head to Music Savage or WMFO to check out all of the songs of the week, including the new one. And you can join me next Friday for another song of the week. Why don't you go ahead and do that? So let's switch it up a little bit. Let's see, on April 21st, which is tomorrow, 2 years ago, April 21st, 2016, the world lost one of the greatest musicians of all time. Prince passed away 2 years ago tomorrow, April 21st, 2016. And yesterday, they just released the original recording of Nothing Compares to You, taken from the vault. It was just found. They remastered it a little bit. I don't know if it needed much, but I know that they reworked it a little bit. This was recorded in 1984, and again, it was just discovered, and they released it yesterday on the anniversary weekend of Prince's passing. And I'm going to play it for you right now in case you haven't heard it. It's great, and I know we're all used to Sinead O'Connor's version, which is really stellar, but it's so great to hear Prince's original version of Nothing Compares to You. Again, this was released yesterday, and this set celebrates Prince, who passed away 2 years ago tomorrow on April 21st, 2016. Here's Prince.
Nothing. It's been so lonely without you. stand to stay where I am. Poor butterfly who don't understand. Why can't I fly away in a special sky? If I don't find my destiny soon, I'll die in your arms under the cherry moon. I want to live life to the ultimate high. Maybe I'll die young. That's all right. Thank you.
celebrating the life of Prince. Man, if you're not a Prince fan, then you're not a friend of mine. All right. That's just a little mean, but come on. Prince right there, Take Me With You, off of his sixth studio album, which just happened to be the soundtrack to the movie Purple Rain, which was released in 1984. Such a fine album. Up ahead of that, Gary Numan doing You Got the Look. Great cover of that track. And that's from the 1992 album Party O' the Times, a tribute to Prince. Corey Brannan up ahead of that, Under the Cherry Moon, from the split 7-inch that he created with Lydia Loveless. And that was released for Record Store Day back in April of 2015. And Under the Cherry Moon was a movie that Prince released with Kristen Scott Thomas back in 1986, I believe. And Under the Cherry Moon, obviously, was the single to the movie of the same name. And up ahead of that, Lydia Loveless from that split 7-inch, I Would Die For You. And I love that cover. I love Lydia Loveless, and I also love that cover of that Prince track. Again, that was released with Corey Brannan as a 7-inch. But it also appears, that track also appears on her album, which I do suggest that you get. It's called Boy Crazy and Singles. It's her last album. Check it out. It's fantastic. And kicking off the set, you got a bookend set about Prince with two Prince songs. Nothing Compares to You, the brand new discovery of the original recording of Nothing Compares to You from 1984. Again, it was recently discovered and it was released to the public yesterday. And it took the world by storm. I think it's the number one song. It's the number one YouTube video at the moment. For good reason. It's Prince. All right, the Music Savage Show is winding down at the end of every show. The last set always takes a look at our upcoming Hot Takes post. Every Friday, Music Savage, we post a bunch of videos and songs that we've been sent to this week. We get a lot of them, and then we pick out the best of the bunch, and we put a set out called Hot Takes. It's out 4 p.m. every Friday, Boston time, and here are just a few of the songs that are going to appear on this upcoming Hot Takes. Here is a great band from Austin, Texas, called Cary, Illinois.
Hey! It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Business boys back with by founding Father Barlow.